USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says the Trump administration is working hard and has brought home more than 45,000 U.S. citizens from other countries during the coronavirus pandemic.
Our teams are printing emergency passports to get these folks back. We call hotels to find spaces for U.S. citizens to sleep to make sure they're near the airport for the moment that the plane will arrive. And we make arrangements for flight crews. And we provide Americans with letters for safe passage.
Labor Secretary Eugene Scalia is urging patience when it comes to the full implementation of the roughly $2 trillion stimulus bill.
We have the pieces in place at the moment that are functioning well. All these different programs that have been stood up so quickly through the president's quick action. Let's see how that functions.
Scalia, speaking there on Fox News, also says that it's premature to consider another massive stimulus policy. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.